Head over to the livestock side, this cattle market. You know, we touched on it last week when you and I chatted, and seeing a Wednesday trade with some high numbers, and they duplicated it this week and even increased that bar just a little bit more.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, technically this market is really heating up. We're firming up. Cash obviously has been really strong. You know, I think breaks in this market should be very well supported for the simple fact that, you know, we're just not going to have that much beef out there. Beef is going to remain tight into the first quarter of 2014. So I think you're going to see that. I think that's one of the reasons why the hog market has taken off a little bit, too. I think there's some disease concerns there, some PED virus, and how that will affect slaughter going forward. But as far as the cattle goes, we're just running into numbers that are going to be really tight. So the fundamental data in general is pretty strong, and now you're starting to see the technicals get strong as well.
Is there any concern, though, pressure-wise for demand as these prices continue to go up like they are? It's got to get passed on to the consumer.
Yeah, that will be a concern. I think it'll take a while for that to hit, but that will be a concern going forward. Because typically you get cutouts, you know, 201, 205 in that range. That's when things really start to slow down. The exports for the month, though, did look pretty good compared to the last year, and we're actually up a little bit that. So I think our domestic demand could slow down, but we'll have to keep a close eye on these exports because they've been doing actually pretty good. And I just think in general, people are interested in protein, and right now they're willing to pay the current prices for it.
Just wonder how long it'll hold out.
Right.